Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Last week, because of a conflict, we weren't able to learn together. So we are going to move ahead and go to the sugya that Leila was learning this week on Dafnun Aleph. And that is one of the Yuvei Haksuba. It's chaval that we missed the beautiful sugya of tzedakah, but I already learned that once you fall behind, there's no making up. So we're going to move on to Dafnun Aleph, last week's daf, where the Gemara talks about the Yuvei Haksuba Baal Ishtoi and the Ksuva Baal Ishtoi, and the Gemara says the following: Nishbis Chayiv Liftoisa V'Mamar Harei Gita V'Ksubasa V'Tivdes Atzma. She got captured. She's mechuyev to be paid to her. And if she said, "I waive that," if he said, "I waive," trying to waive that. Here is the get. I want to be megarasher. I of course understand. I have to pay off the ksuba. Betiftes atzmai einai rishai. She's not allowed. She's not allowed. Why not? So the Gemara says, "Lakha laksav." She got ill. Chayvler fausa. Amar hare gita v'ksabasa tirpa es atzma rishai. So for this Mishnah, we see that the Baal has a basic chiyuv liftoisa ishtoi if she was captured, which is the lashon our ksubais, and she's also mechuyev to be meraper im chaltza. However, there is a major difference between these two chiyuvim. When it comes to the chiyuv liftoisa, the Baal cannot be megarasher and say goodbye, your problem. When it comes to the chiyuv refuah, you can. And the shaila is, why is this? The Rishonim have two mahalchim to explain the difference between Pidyon and Refuah. Praises, Diri HaMaskel Amar. Let's see it inside on Ambeis, Nunbeis, Ambeis. We'll have to get the scroll here. Beautiful. Haregi Tuxibasa Tirpa Atzmai Rishayilif. Taisa says, no, you went too far. It's on the top. Lafi Shaharafua. Pesach, you cut off the top of the Taisus. You have to square the top of the Taisus. Beautiful. Lafi Shaharafua hi b'chlal mezainis. Taisa says an important side. Rafua is nichlal mezainis. Mechuyev to be mezain her, to sustain her so she can live. Refuah isn't a kol mezainis. Why? So there's an implicit, explicit deal in the marriage that the ma'aseh yodea go to the Baal. In exchange for ma'aseh yodea, he is mechayev to give her mezainis, and the refuah is inherent there. Pidyon is, however, keneged in payment of payrice. And therefore, the Baal hasn't gotten enough of those payrice, says Taisvis. Why? We shall kibla tashlim has the right to eat paris nichsimulug. So, since the Baal has gotten pay rise, so she, when it comes to Bedia, hasn't gotten anything in return. And it comes to Mezainis, he's been paying her Mezainis for many years. The Refuah is a one-time situation. She never got sick. And therefore, she is, he's able to say that This was Tzi'i with the Mezoides that I've paid you over the years. Tifteh, however, like Kibla, Tashim Perish Achal Achshav, and therefore he is Mechuyiv to be paid to her. She's Mechuyiv to be paid to her because she hasn't gotten paid off yet. But when it comes to Refuah, in a sense, she has gotten paid off. Rashi says the Yisoid, Devar Maskol Chayev, and Devar Maskol Rishoi, back earlier on the Mishnah. In Rishai Shekvar, this Chayib Bidyayna Mishanishbis, Chayalor of Isa Sharaful Kimizainis, Rishai Shein Adam Chayib Lozan Gurushasai. So Rashi follows Taisus Mahalach, Taisus follows Rashi Mahalach, the site of the Chayib Sabal for Rafua is rooted in Chayib Zainis. Therefore, the reason why Baal Kim Megayash Ishtai. And part of the refua, because a person is not mechuyev to be mazed his grusha sight. Min atayr, there's no chiyuv of support. Mezainis after the grusha. The Taisyantiv explains that Rashi is telling you a fundamental lumdus here in the sight of the halacha of mezainis. Mezainis is a chiyuv which is only ongoing within the marriage context. It doesn't survive the marriage in any case, and therefore, if the gerush is chal, the chiyuv mezainis is cut off, and therefore the chiyuv refuah is cut off too. The Rama has a different shot. Shita Mikabetzes brings the shitas harama, and that is when a chiluk between pidyon and refuah is a pidyon is a obligation that survives. Why? Because we view it as a chiyuv which was chal the shas, the kidnapping. When she was kidnapped, the shas, the shvia, a chiyuv is chal. When that chiyuv hasn't been paid off. Refuah, however, was not chal on him to pay. Let's say it's going to cost $10,000 for her treatment. She was in a car accident and she needs to have a knee replacement. It will cost $10,000. All these are just illustrative purposes. So the bills are ongoing. And therefore, it's not possible to say that the yisoid of the chiyuv was chal up front at the beginning when she's chalsa. Refuah is an ongoing thing. Every single day while she's sick, you have to pay the doctor's bills, the hospital bills. Therefore, if he's megarisher, he can be mafkia this chayv mikan lahaba, because it can't be that he should be mechuyev to be paying her an ongoing fee on a daily basis forever once he was megarisher. Zokter Rama, my half is yeshbein per konal refuah usa. The aside of the chiyuv of shvuya is chal at the time of the kidnapping, and therefore never goes away. If we would pay off the kidnappers, which is, as you can see, nothing has changed in thousands of years, they paid off kidnappers then. And sadly, we pay off kidnappers now. I'm not going to go into the social policy of that, but that's the Metzius. And Jews, of course, were always prime targets for kidnapping. Since she would be able to be niftas in a one-time deal, you pay the pirates off. So if he's megarisher, too late. Refuah is not a one-time deal which is nimshach forever. Said there, very important svara. If you come up and pay the doctor $10,000 and I want her to have an instant knee replacement, it doesn't work that way. It's a 6-month process. Is a daily bill. Rama makes it extremely clear, and this Rama came to us through Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, so it was a Svara Muravachas in Svarad. Hagoyin of Avram Erlanger, the Berachas Avram, only Nifter a year plus ago, says from this Rama, we can see that since Rama did not answer the same as Tosfos' Teretz, before you put it up when we read it twice, we see that he holds that the Chayvus Rafu is not Nichlal and Chayv Mezoinus. Rashi and Tosfos learn the Chiluk the Yisayit is on the Chayv Mezoinus. The Rama could have answered the same as Rashi and Tosfos. The Rama makes a Chiluk between the Chayv Mishas Nishbis and the Chiyuv of Rafua. Izariah, he doesn't hold this Svara that Rafua is Chal Mezainis. He holds it's a Chiyuv Mifei Atzma, not like Rashi and Tosfos. So the Berachos Avraham makes a major Chilik, a Rishainim, Machlokes Rishainim in the Sugya between Shitas Rashi and Tosfos that the Rafua is the outcome of a mizainistic chiyuv, and either mechuyev lozayin girushasay, between the Rama who says that the yisayid of the chiluk is what happens at the instant the thing, the action happens at the instant the kidnapping takes place under the tanai, the ksuba, the baal is mechuyev instantly to be paid to her. They'll say, but what happens if the payment is made in installments? Doesn't matter. Chiyuv was instantly then. Every day, every week, whatever it is, a bill is submitted, which is ongoing. Since it's ongoing, we don't have the ability to say that this he has to pay these bills on an ongoing basis. So we have Mechlekes Rishonim here, and the Ikar Yisayid of the Chayva Sabal for Rufus Ishtai, if it's Midin Mizainis, or it is a Chiyu Bifnei Atzmai. So, what are the Nafkaminis in this Sugang, which sounds Lechayra to be theoretical? Rabbi Seinu Achrayim say this is not theoretical. Let's see the few lines in the Berachos Avraham first before we give you the nafkaminas. Nichlaku harshayna b'tam achilik bin rufu'asu lipirkuna. Lerfu'a mahani lipato yge get. Loichain bipirkuna. When it comes to rufu'a, it is mahani lipater al yidei get. Not pirkuna. The Taisis Kasvud Rufua B'chol Mezainis. Shitas Rashi and Taisis that Rufua is B'chol Mezainis. Given the Kibla Tmuras Masia de Mezainis shall call Yoim Yachal Hi Pater. Since she was Makabal in exchange for the Mezainis of every day, so she got paid. Al-Bakuna Tachas Perisho Yemea V'leishnayat V'shalai Shaykh Li Pater V'kali Kibla M'tashon Perisho Achal Achshav. Adkan Shitas Rashi and Taisis Givur Kanal. And then he says the Rama that we just saw, the Ramas makes the chiluk between Shmuya, which is a choy, which is Chal Bashas the action at the time of the kidnapping, and the Chiv of Mizainis. Says Rav Avram Erlanger. Rav Nisbar Mid Rav. Next paragraph. Shenis Chokul Bi Soyed Hachiyuv. The Rama Rufuah Sechay Pnei Atzma. According to the Rama. Next paragraph. According to the Rama, there's a Chiyuv Bifnei Atzma. Not sure what that means. According to the Ramad, Metzias, it's chal. Well, the Metzias tell Chayim come in Mizainus. Every day there's a doctor bill coming in, and therefore it can be cut off at a certain point. But Taisa the Mizainus, now we come to possible nafkaminas. Letaisvis here is nafkamina number one. Okay. First of all, Letaisvis kishamer ainin zainus vena aisein chayim. If she says, I don't want to work, and I waive the mezainis, not mechuyev to pay her. Why? Because according to Taisvis, it is kineged the ma'aseh diet, and Chazal were mitaken a waiver on the ma'aseh diet, on the mezainis. Let's say she's a very highly skilled professional, she makes $1,000 an hour. And her mezainis costs $100 an hour or $50 an hour. She has a right to say, "Ain't a mezainis, I waive my mezainis, but I'm not giving you my seudai. I'm sorry." All right. Since Rafua, according to the Rama, that since Rafua, according to Taisus, is a chelik, an offset of mezainis, she has the right to waive it. According to the Ramah, it's a separate chiyuv, and therefore it's chayiv anyway. The Avnei Miluyim in Siman Ayin Tes says, according to the Taisvis, no, go back to the Ruchz of Ram. The Avnei Miluyim says, "Sheher b'zeh is chayiv ben zaydis," and he asks his kasha. But the Maaseh, this is a wonderful nafkamina. Nafkamina number two, im efshel rufuas miyad al. What happens if the metzias somehow is that you can take care of her entire medical problem? Not such a metzias, certainly not a metzias today, but you can take care of her entire medical problem, have it go away immediately. Or you can give her a treatment that'll take a long time. Get too late. Because the chiyuv of rufu is chal, mashen ken la taisvus, and this is the nafkamina number one. The other achrayim, just writing this ICA, we don't have time to see the contemporaries inside, but other achrayim discuss this machlekes between the Ramah and taisvus, and they bring that there's a nafkamina if it's deraisa mirabana. Because if it's from din zainus, maybe it's a deraisa, like all other mizainus. But if the chayv ne'atzmai, it could be it's the rabbanon al stakanos pesach. Pivager says even if the side of chayv mezainis lav dafka that mezainis is deraisa or fool is deraisa, because maybe it's at the kanas hachamim that refuah is nichlal in mezainis. In other words, mezainis could be deraisa, but lav dafka that the refuah becomes a chelik the mezainis or a fool come by rice. It could be that Rabbanon stapled the refuah to the mezainis. The mezainis blight the raisa. The refuah comes a chelik of the mezainis without it actually becoming the raisa. This is the site of Reb Kiviger. Nafkamina number two, actually we're calling it three since the Brachos of Ram brought two nafkaminas. And now we had a third nafkamina and the raisa, the Rabbanon, and Reb Kiviger's ha'ara. So I'm calling it number four, actually, is a ritva. The ritva brings a machlekes rishonim. If a baal is mechuyev in refuah, which has a kitzvah. Let's see the ritva inside. You ever have maskot laksa? Ritva. You're going the
It's
wrong
not.
way, the other way. The ritva inside. No, further down. It's page, give me the page number. Page 62. On the upper left. Says the Ritva, Laksa Chayeb Rufus, Pirish Rabbeinu. Why does the Mishnah, the Tanya, use the word Laksa? It's an Aramaic word, or it's a Ashen Kodesh word for falling ill. Normally, the terminology is cholsa. Could you go back to the ritva? Well, ashmi'inan, beautiful. Shem cholsa bepshiusa. She got sick because, I don't know, she was hang gliding and she decided that, then she busted her knee. Whatever you want to consider to be a pshia. Didn't put her seatbelt down. Let's go back to the ritva. Okay, do we get ritva? I'll read it to the ilam. Inam mechuyin to meraper, says the ritva. Fine. She takes you off the hook. Please freeze it here. Now, there's a girsa question here, who this Rabbeinu is, whether or not this Rabbeinu is the Rebbe of the Ritva, who is known to be Rabbeinu HaRa'ah, who said it, Shem Rabbeinu HaGadol, another girsa, that would be the Ramban. So this goes all the way back to the main Mefarish of Rabbi Seinus Shemesvarad, Rabbeinu HaGadol HaRamban, or maybe the other Gersh is it's the rocker. Whatever is the serious Gersh in the Rishonim. The Philip Refuah Yesh Lo Kitzva. Now there's an insert here, and there's no Ritva, which makes it more readable. Chayav L'Rfa Oysa, Shlei Chalku Ben Refuah Yesh Lo Kitzva Chayav L'Rfa Kitzva. Later, tomorrow, next, this week's daf, actually, you'll get a chilik on the Amud Beis between Refuah Shiesh L'Kitzpa and L'Kitzpa, open-ended, not open-ended. So it says the Ritva, says the Ramban, says the Rach, that this chilik only applies to Amona from an estate. The estate, the Yarshin, are not b'chuy to do open-ended, ain't L'Kitzpa. The husband who's still alive has a chiyuv of takanas rabbanon blame shem zaynus, special chiyuv. That's why the Gemara there says it's only legabe almana, because when the first husband is alive, he is mechuyuv to be mirapa isa. Said the ritva the svaras of the shitais who hold that there's a chiluk between the yisayim and the baal. Is because the chayvus yisayim is only midin mezainis, not midin refuah, and therefore there is a manamra hold that she's only mechuyev and refuah shein lekitzba, which is dumi to mezainis, which is ongoing. Mash ein kain, the baal has a takonas chachomim to be merapa her, and therefore it is not mishum mezainis. It's a specific takana on refuah, so therefore. There's no chilek between yesh la kitzba ve'ein la kitzba. What shitas Rabbeinu HaRambam HaNesher HaGadol? So the Rambam was Isher's Peri Yudalet Halacha Yud Zayin, which we don't have the Rambam here, so we'll see it from Kli Sheni. The Rambam in the brought in the Sefer Precious HaMelech has the following upper right. Sorry, upper bottom left. I apologize. You're right. Divrei Rambam. Well, Hiska didn't say Elabamana. The Rambam only paskins the Shaila of the Refuah Yesh Lo Kitzpa Ein Lo Kitzpa for Elamana. And therefore, he holds, like the Shitais who hold that the Baal is Mechuyev to Merapa Isha, even a Refuah Yesh Lo Kitzpa. The Rambam was going to know my money about this real life. How can the same clown near Babylon with the Dina and Joshua Bularak Mamana? I'm Ram Shakasim Chendas Harav Rabbi Maimon. Shechilek Bamana. In the various prakim in the Rambam, and therefore he says the Ritva says of Shem Rabbeinu Chananel that was a girsa they had at the time of the Mechaber's publishing of this sefer that it was the Rach, it was the Ramban. What's the machlekes here? Machlekes is totally in this svar. If the chayvus of Baal Rapa is ishtay is midin v'zaynayis. Or it is a chayv of the atzma. Final rabbi said, we come to Yumina. I'm not sure which number this is. Maybe it's six. When we learn the shtickle avnei together, as you know, is always the main light, always, often the main light in a sugya. So it's worth learning Shtik Lavni Miluyim, which goes through the Shitais. And this Bahai is a Scharenu. It will be one more Shita, which I'll just mention at the end of Shitas arrived, which we won't have time to go into. Shtaitas Ayin Lavni Miluyim. The Machaber says, to pay if it's an estate, use nifter. So now the question is, how much do Yerushim have to pay? Says the Avnei Miluim. This is a machloek Rishayim. That's Balrit of Shem Rishalmi. The Gama Bal Patu Refuah Sheyesh LeKitzva. But that's Rosh Eni Kain. Machloek Rishayim. If you see this Hashas Lon Dafki Sain Betur Refuah SheKitzva. God Bal In Chiluk. Between Yesh LeKitzva and Ein LeKitzva is only Nageya to the estate of the Yisaimim. When it comes to the Chayuli Abbal, there is no Chiluk. And then he brings this Shita Mikavetzes B'Shem Rabbeinu HaGadol that we saw. The Philip Rum Fluish of Kitzvachar was such like Hilkaber Fluish of Kitzvah Mana. As we said, Mars Chiluk and the Bezim and Bez between Yeshla Kitzvah and Emily Kitzvah only applies to an estate. But when it comes to the Baal, Chayvul Rapaisim Edinta Kanesachamim. So what's an afkamina, Rabbi Sai? An afkamina would be going back to the Svara, the principle that we said earlier. There is a halacha which says Isha has a wave to write the has a right to wave the mezainis. Hey, the mezainis veina isa. If Isha takes this right, exercises this right, and she in fact says ein mezainis isa, and therefore that patters the chiyuv mezainis of the Baal. The question is, clear to Marapa her or not? Says the Avnei Miluim. Well, if he's a Nira, feel the Misha Sharmain is, I said, I feel that's Ron's feeling this batla. Gabah Atakana, the Ron holds that once she waves, exercise that right, the entire Takana is in this battle. She can't go up and out. And this is brought in the Shulchan Aruch in the base ice for Ramon Simon Samuktes. Nevertheless, this applies only to Mizinus and Ain Mizinus, Ain Isam, Isa Yadayim versus Mizinus. Does not apply to Rufuah. Philachai Rufuah, some should for Lamin is in Chaibal, Takantar, Abanahimi, Knegan, Masi Yadayah, Dr. Abne Malim. This would be the main Poyo Yaitza, the main Nafkimina between these Rishainim. Says the Abne Malim, if that's the case, I'll take it one step further. It says, the Ran says, you're not allowed to say, Eine Niftis. I don't want to, I'm waiving my right for Padilla. When I sent his Paris, even though the Ikar Takana was Paris connected to Padilla. Why? Because the Chiyu Perkana really is two-sided. Zionist is one side, the Chiyu to give her money to eat. Chiyu Perkana is two-sided, because once he's paid to her, he now has a wife. Kadesh Tilly Shivklasham, sorry, colorful language, but that's the site. Person has a life, the wife take care of him. Like Dalam is Zionist. The Muslim reign in Zionist and Isa. And Zionist said she has that right. Awesome, like a say the Klal about. She made his fun of Mishta Meshta. She's still there. She's still making his bed. She's still cooking for him. Only thing she's not doing is turning over her Maisi Yadayim, and that is her right. Alpi Takanas Chazal, because if she's much more successful than him, she has that right. If you're going to say that, you say the Rufua is naivef and design nice and kink, Shemaris and design says a gamma Rufuela. Why should she not, by definition, away the Rufua? Elamai, I'm saying sick of the content of the day, and I'm sure Rabbi Kishachal at the base of Mishla fun of. The reason why Chazal is attacking this particular Takana, because they want him to have a wife. If that's the case, my tuchel emir nizayin is finaisa, double or pekuna. Says the Avnei Miluim, it must be based on the previous svara, and that's the pshat in this run. Akachach lemer the sphere el rajba v'haran, that's Rabbeinu Agadol. the Racha the Ramban, the Refuah the Kanta Rabbanon, that the Refuah is a specific miyuchadik, a separate the Kanta Rabbanon, but Lain Nishim Mezayin to see. Nothing to do with Mezayinais. And therefore, even if she says, Lain Mezayinais Veina Isa, now Chaya Refusa, there's no Psay to Klau. And then the Amnulin says, maybe a Kati Tzach Tzarek, even though this makes beautiful sense. I'll just close here with just mentioning to you the Shittas of the Ravid born in the Ritva, other Rishonim, and you'll see by looking at the Berachos of Rav Abir and the Ravid. The Ravid holds a Chiddush when the Mishnah says the Balkim Garisha Iso too sick and Pater Mufuasa Dafka Kishainim Mutelus Mita, stay where you are, because I'm just mentioning it. But when she's Mutelus Mita, it's too late. And the Berachos of Rav Devar Maskel Omar explains the Pshat and the Ravid to Dimon in Refuah, Dimon Zainas, and also a special Lacha of Refuasa, a beautiful love this year, which I urge you to take a look at. Lomi Chazer, the mission we had, the Tuchiv Mabal of Tiam Nishbis Refuasa, Machlaik Zerishainem, between Rashi and Taisis on one side, and the Ramah on the other side, between the Chilik, between Refuah and Pidia, Rashi and Taisis learns the din of Maisi Yadayim versus Mizaynis. The Ramah brought Nishitu Mikabetza, so a different shot. He says, Pidia of Ashvuliyah's Chal right away at the time of the kidnapping, whereas Refuah is ongoing. Maisim Mimshecha says, we Yachraidim and Cain, we have a beautiful Machlaikis in the Rishainim, and there are five or six Nafkiminis, which we discussed. Mm-hmm. Nafkimina number one. Mm-hmm. Nafkimina number one would be if it's Deraisa Drabanon. If it's in Mizainis, maybe it's Deraisa. Otherwise, if it's Chavis Me'atzma Yilchur, it's a Takanas Rabbanon. Kvega points out that even if you say to the Chivish and Mizain, it's not back for the Zeraisa, maybe the Chazal stapled it to the Zeraisa. Another Nafkamina would be from the estate, based on the Gemara, which brings a Machlaik to Naim, like Allah Manish and Mizain, it's Nichli Simon. If the Machid Merapa or Nichlifuish, yes, like Kitzba or not. And the Machlaik in the Rishainim extends to this scenario too. And the Baal is like the din of the Yisayim, Lin and Zeh. Ritva explains that the svar of those who makal obtain the same lemen about chayvus yisaimim is only within the zaynes, and therefore the man who holds the chayver fulas of shenli kitzva similar to mezaynes. Hashem gabi the baal that the chilur ufais is separate chiyuv. It's only a separate takana de rabbanon. As a milsa de agav went into the shittas of the Rambam, but the Rambam holds that the Rambam holds that you bows mechiv to be pay off even a four shesla kitzvah. And he said the Rambam holds, therefore, like the Rashi and Taisvis, third nafkamina is brought in the Amna Miluim, the Gabi da Halacha, Ainan Zainis, and Ainan Isa, and the Miluim says, Lechaira, little Megam, Mahaseis, but Lechaira, that's the Mechlaikas Rishainim here, whether or not the nafkamina, if the Isha says anything, say Isa, the Baal is Patim Chiv Mezainis, is he Mechayim to Rufais on that? If it's a Chiv Mezainis, Avada is. If it's a separate, Avada is not. If it's separate Tachanis HaChamim, Avada, it survives any opt-out by the Isha. And finally, we saw the Shittas de Ritva, which makes a chilek between what kind of Chalsa it is. Vaisai Adkan, obviously, next Sunday is beginning of the Yom Ne'eraim, second day of Rosh Hashanah, so we will not be able to learn. Try maybe to make it up. Billy Nether and Sari Sime Tshuva. Everybody have Achsim Achsim Etayva, Glitka Ben Shdiar. Thank you for the schus of being able to learn with you in Tafshim Pei Gimel, and I hope in Ritzham, all of us healthy together, should be Nichtav L'chaim, Achsim Achsim Etayva to everybody, and we'll see you Mir Tashem and Tavshim Pei Dalid going further in the limud of Shas Gatan Masechtos Ksubas. Yasha Kayach to my partners, Jeff Shapiro and Dr. Pesel Lederach. Yasha Kayach.